Hello, welcome to Cambridge Riffs. It's our ninth show, and it's from a very hot Cambridge. It's been 30, 31 degrees over the last few days, but it's nice to see the sunshine. Here's a few bands, anyway, to cool you off. This is a band called Hamfatter, and the song is Girls in Graz.
Just us two, we're doing grunts. I like you in these puns. I like the ups, I like the odds. I saw your laughs perhaps, but you can't deny they got a certain stuff. I like you here in grunts. Just us two, we do some grunts. And the girls in grunts really move their first. The grunts is in for state of the art. At the installation of the demonstration of the fact that the bureaucrats have a nice them. We'll get inside till the end of the night and make a review and call daylight. You can't deny they got certain stuff. Sartorial laughs perhaps, but you can't deny they got certain stuff. Things we do for fun, they keep us fun and they keep us running. The things I do for fun, they keep me fun and they keep me running. Tracks and Dubai and found my way home. Things we do for fun, they keep me fun, they keep me running. Let me tell you that the girls in Graz really moving fast. The concert's in for Saturday. If the installation is a demonstration of the fact that the bureaucrats have to taste them, we'll get inside till the end of the night and make a review in the cold daylight. You can't deny they got certain stuff. Sartorial laughs perhaps, but you can't deny they got certain stuff. Just us two, we're doing grunts. I like you in these buns. I like the ups, I like the uns. I sartorial laughs perhaps, but you can't deny they got certain stuff. I like you here in grunts. Just us two, we do some grunts. And let me tell you that the girls in grunts really moving first. The grunts is in first and they are. If the installation is a demonstration of the fact that the bureaucrats have a taste now. Put it aside till the end of the night and make a review in the cold daylight. You can't deny they got certain stuff. Sartorial laughs perhaps, but you can't deny they got certain stuff.
Yeah, that was Hamfatter and a song called Girls in Graz. That was great. They were on at the Strawberry Fair. They were headlining at the Strawberry Fair, actually, in the beginning of the month. And they for that event, they drafted in a horn section and a few extra musicians. And the horns on that were great. I really liked that. Girls in Graz. And I liked a sartorial lapse, perhaps, as well. So, hi, this is Cambridge Riffs. We play songs from bands in Cambridge, basically, or Cambridgeshire, anyway. And you can check them out on www.cambridgeriffs.co.uk. And you can click through to all the bands' websites and find out details about when they're playing, go and support them. And you can listen to previous shows as well, with a whole fantastic range of really great bands. We've had 8 shows before this, and it's just amazing what a lot of talent there is out there. It's fantastic. So here's another great band. This is a band called Cozy Cozy, and I've played them before, and at the moment they're going through sort of a bit of a period of regrouping, and they say on their website, back again in September with a new lineup and some new songs. So we'll watch out for that. But meanwhile, just to keep the memory going, here's an old song from them called Drive Drive. Drive, Drive by Cozy Cozy, great band. We'll look out for the new songs when they come out, and we'll play them on the show when they arrive. Great. Okay, so here's something very different from the last track. It's by a singer called Heather McVeigh, and I was talking to her on MySpace, asking if I could play one of her songs, and she was very sort of self-effacing about her song, which is really good. You know, she was saying, "Well, you can play this next one, but I'm not sure it's one of my best, and I think it's a bit sort of ballady and spewy," she said. But listen to it, it's good. It's and the good thing about it is, if you listen, first of all, I like it because it sounds like a sort of film soundtrack song. You can imagine someone in like Notting Hill or something, Hugh Grant, strolling along the street, and this song playing in the background, saying, "You know, I miss you, senseless." You know, and secondly, I like the way that the chords, just very simple chords, and they go round and round and round, very sort of minimalist, sort of repetitive way. Very little structure to the song, and then just before she says the word senseless, there's just that little gap, and then she says senseless, and that sounds really good. So listen to it anyway and see if you like it. It's a song called Senseless by Heather McVeigh. Yeah, that was Senseless by Heather McVeigh. And I'll watch out for some of the songs that she prefers, which she says that she's going to be doing soon. Okay, so this next band is a band called Sleepwalker, and I've been trying to contact these for ages, you know, sending emails, and finally I contacted them through MySpace, so that's obviously a better way. And I checked out their songs, and it's really good because they had three songs on there, and they're all really different. There's one which has had sort of trumpet beginning, another one that's really rocky, and there's this one which is called Fragile, which is sort of slower song, which fits into sort of this bit of the show better, and it's a great song, so listen to it. This is Sleepwalker and a song called Fragile.
A candle in the darkness, gently lights her face. Scatters empty shadows with her tender grace, but she's so fragile. This hope I cling to. Slowly leads me as I start to wake. Fading like the silence,
Yes, and I never know when to come in at the end of those long, slow fade-outs. Anyway, that was Sleepwalk with a song called Fragile. And I really like the words of that, when they go, "She's so fragile, that hope I cling to." And you just left in that slight doubt whether he's talking about she is a woman or just the hope, you know, about something. So it's good song, that. If you look on their website, that song and a whole lot of others comes from an album called Broken Down Tuesday, which looks like it could be pretty good. So check out the website. And you can do that by going to our site, cambridgeriffs.co.uk, and all the links to the band's websites are there. So you can check them all out and find out where they're playing in Cambridge and go and see them, actually. That's what they really want. That's, you know, when you're playing, you really want a really good audience who are shouting and throwing stuff at you. I mean, you know, good things, flowers and things. Okay, so this one's a bit different. Again, this is a singer called Emma York, and she's accompanied on this one by, well, it says Emma York and Galactica, but it's actually her brother, and he may play some instruments, but he does this sort of human beatbox thing with his mouth, you know, where he does the sort of the rhythm, and it sounds really good. It's a very quiet song, so here it is anyway, Priceless by Emma York and Galactica.
Cause this hustle, this thing we call life, hustle, this bustle. to see your faces. How nice it is to hear your voices.
Yeah, so that was Priceless by Emmy York and Galactica. Nice sound. Okay, so this band here are called Free Love and the Good Plant, and they're a great live band. I saw them at the Cambridge Bands competition, the Red Stripe Band competition, and they got loads of sort of instruments, like somebody was playing an electrified... what's that thing that Rolf Harris plays? You know, the long tube. Damn, I forgot what it is. Anyway, they played the sitar, and I'm thinking Oompa Loompa. What the hell is it called? No, it's gone. Completely gone from my brain. Anyway, so I'll remember after the song probably. This is, it's a song called The Happy Gambler. And they sound great, this band. They're sort of like a cross between the Incredible String Band and Led Zeppelin. So here they are anyway. Free Love and the Good Plant.
The white to the wild thing, oh, she feels so goddamn good. Your godly wordsman once but wondrous arm. Tied to the real, so hard to feel your silence beating. Fucking finger tree sway in the breeze, so easy arm. Deeply entrancing and dancing songs to the rhythm of the cosmic minded man. Unto himself, his universal law. At a legal eye glance, breaking every given chance to be made by manly molding. Must I listen to your universal law?
There's questions I can't say. What have you learned to me?
Now point out the
wide eyes, and I can see it all.
We'll be right back.
didgeridoo, of course. I forgot. God, I think it must be the weather. Totally got to my brain. Sorry about that. Anyway, yeah, The Happy Gambler by Free Love and the Good Plant. Just where that sitar comes in, it sounds just like something off 5,000 Spirits. Yeah, maybe crossed a bit with Led Zeppelin 4, but anyway, fantastic sound. Free Love and the Good Plant. Check them out on their website. Okay, so another place you can hear Cambridge bands is on 209 Radio. I was Carl on 209 Radio asked me for help to set up a sort of a playlist that they play between shows. So when there's not an organised show on, they have this sort of holding stream, which is all Cambridge bands basically. And so I sent a whole load of stuff that I've been playing on the show over to that. So if you check that out, www.209radio.co.uk, you can. First of all, you can listen to a load of great shows, sort of Cambridge-related shows, but also you can listen to this holding stream, and you might hear yourself being played on there on the live internet radio. So check that out. Okay, so there's another band here which we played on one of the earliest shows. It's called This Interview, and I was just listening to some of their songs, and I thought it's about time we played some of them again. So this is a song by This Interview called My Favourite Phrases. That was this interview with a song called My Favourite Phrases. They do some great songs, that band. Check them out on the website and go and see them. So this is Cambridge Riffs playing songs from Cambridge bands. You can check out all the links on the website, find out where they where they're playing and what sort of their new CDs are and that sort of thing. And you can email us here on Cambridge Riffs. Let us know. Well, when I say us, I mean me. Let me know what you liked about the show. Other bands that you think should be played on the show. It's been me. I never managed to get Michelle really involved. For those of you who follow the exploits of Michelle, I did get an email from her actually from San Francisco, and she says she's moved in with two cable car operators and they're doing a podcast. She's doing a podcast. I mean, she wouldn't do this one, and it entirely consists of the cable car operators singing duets of Simon Garfunkel recorded on cable cars in San Francisco. So it's hard to believe, isn't it, really? But it's totally true. Let's swiftly move on to the next song. This is a band called Green Lights, and it's a song called Time Off Work. And I listen to the vocals on this one. I really like them. There's particularly when the backing cuts out and you hear the singer, and he's got this great sort of husky vocal singing, taking time off work. It sounds really good. So, so this is the Green Lights.
Oh,
was Time Off Work by the Green Lights. That sounded great. I really like that chorus on that. Okay, so we've come to the last song again. This is a band called The Morning People, and in this song, it's got really good words, actually. He's saying, well, I think he's saying he's sorry, you know, he's saying I'm sorry to somebody. But he rambles on so much about all sorts of other things in the song, like Paul Daniels' wig and sort of Elton John and all sorts of things. So it's the fact that he's saying sorry is sort of hidden in the song. But, you know, it is difficult to say you're sorry, and, you know, maybe it's easy to mix it up with all sorts of inconsequential chat. Anyway, it's a great song to finish on. And as I say, it's by The Morning People, and it's called The Hardest Word.
The hardest word is just 5 letters long. If you believe the hits of Elton John, but he and Bernie never tried to get sulfanilamide into a song. It wouldn't have belonged. I wasn't even drunk when I said what I said. I didn't even have a bad excuse. It wasn't you, deserved abuse. Policy is honesty. A little George chopped down a cherry tree. He didn't stop to count the rings. He went on to greater things in life than me. Set a nation free. This trick is in Paul Daniels' book, and Debbie bought it sinker, line and hook. So pick a card now, any card, and don't try to think too hard on how it looks. It's just like real.
Hardest Word by The Morning People. That's a great song to finish on. Okay, so thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks to all the bands who played on the show. Watch out for the next podcast. Maybe the next one, maybe I recorded a live podcast from the Grassroots Muddy Promotions Festival, which was on recently, organised by Mooney from Opaque, and that should be really good because there's some great bands playing there. So watch out for that. I don't know where it'll be. Maybe the Muddy Promotions website. I'll let you know anyway in the next show. And then there'll be the 10th Cambridge Rifts show, sort of the end of July, probably. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Take care. And, as I say, watch out for the next show.